Okay, so today I thought I would do something a bit different. I don't want to be, you know, too full of myself or anything, but my looks are something I'm very proud of. They're a big reason of why I am as happy with myself as I am. And a lot of people want me. I revel in that fact. I want everyone to want to fuck me. Or sexual orientations allowing, of course. But despite the fact that I'm only into women, as you can probably tell by the majority of my audios, I do have that complex. So now I'm going to give you something different. I'm going to describe my body and describe what I would do to you, given the chance. I'm a massive tease, so I hope you enjoy. I'm tall, probably taller than you are. I'll look down on you, but never with contempt. Always with a smile. I smile big, with big plush lips. My eyelashes are long and flutter so delicately. I have the bluest, iciest eyes you've ever seen, almost white with how bright they are, but the perfect way they sparkle with an overcast, where the clouds makes them seem like the purest blue you've ever seen. Of course you're lying on my bed, and I'm straddling on top of you. My long legs, silken with pantyhose either side of you. You drift your hand up and down my silken, thick, toned thighs. As you hear me shudder, my skin quaking under your touch. I arch my back, my romp showing off my breasts perfectly, the cleavage bountiful, plenty to grab, plenty to see. Next to nothing is left to the imagination. You slide your hand up my thick hips, moving your way up my side, till you grab a handful of tit flesh. I bite my lip and push forward into you, pushing forward further and further while you grope and mash my breast. My large, ponderous breasts hang above you, tantalizing you. You waste no time sliding your hand up my body, grabbing my other breast with your hand, massaging them in circles, your thumb trailing over the inner part of my breast. I sit back up with a sly grin and unbutton the back of my romper, sliding down to reveal pale, milky skin. I unclasp my bra and throw it to the side unceremoniously, leaving my full, pert breasts hanging there, teasing you, begging to be touched and teased, flicked and licked and sucked and fucked. I move down, my hand moving down and up your chest. I place a hand beside your head as you lay down, and I place a kiss along the edge of your jaw, moving up further and further towards your chin before I find your lips with my full plush lips. I push them into yours. A kiss of passion as a sigh of contentness escapes my breath. I pull away and gauge your reaction. I see a smile and eyes of longing, and I push in for another kiss. You move your hand up from my chest and around my neck, pulling me in harder for a harder kiss. My other hand caresses the side of your ear, pushing the hair behind it and stroking your hair gently. You feel my body shudder. You know I want more. I sit back up again and pull off my romper, revealing only my stockings and the lacy underwear from underneath. I pull them off to reveal perfectly toned, long, lissome legs. They're thick, but ripple with muscle. Not so much as to bulge out, but perfect amounts of tone. They're large and easily grabbable, ending in a perfectly shaped ass. I toss aside my underwear, my long, smooth legs straddling you once more, as I sit upon you, completely clad. I pull your top off and trace my nails along your skin, finding its way up further and further your torso until I find your neck, my large hands moving around your neck, teasing with my thumb, my long nails digging so softly into your skin, as if inspecting a prized dog at the show. I move in quickly for another kiss, pushing in for a more heated, more passionate embrace. You wrap your hands around me as I kiss you harder and harder. I feel your nethers. You've gotten aroused. How could you not with a woman with a nice, large, firm ass? Perfect size breasts. And hips to die for. Maybe not the most conventional beauty, but you're stoked nonetheless. You grab my hips and you grind into me as I grind into you. We kiss further and further till I move down your jaw and round down the side of your neck, kissing and sucking and nibbling so softly. You raise your nails along my neck, tracing to the back of my ear. You feel my whole body shudder with pleasure as we grind, heated. You find yourself getting hotter and hotter. You know you want me. You want to fuck me. How could you not? You've got a beautiful woman on top of you. So you grind harder and harder, finding your fingers and touching my wet cunt. You tease me harder and harder, soft low moans eliciting from my throat. My kisses become less precise, less intense, as my whole body quakes. Go harder, teasing me further. Before I push your hand away, I don't want the fun to end just yet. There is still so much I want to do with you. So I sit up, and I put on a display. Heavy, breathy sounds coming from me as I play with my large breasts. Perfectly shaped, soft and bouncy, my small cute nipples on display for everyone to see. They've popped out, the inverted nipples. from sheer arousal. I put my hands either side of your head again and have my chest hover over your head. I push and force a nipple into your mouth as you suck and nibble and bite on my nipple. You hear my breathing become faster, more ragged. As you continue, you raise your arm around my ass and you give it a firm smack before grabbing it, pulling it into your crotch, thrusting. I grind, I shake my hips, we pick up pace. I get more excited, you get into the heat of the passion, we find each other in rhythm. The rhythm takes us, animalistic instincts taking over. You growl and moan, and I moan, and breathe harder and harder. I'm so excited, so sensitive, and you're hitting all the beats, and I'm hitting all yours. Until we both, I climax. My sensitivity off the charts. I'm fine. I'm fast. I lose control. But I keep going and going and going until I find your climax. And you do. You come hard in the heat of the moment. In my breast and in your mouth. Together as you suck and leave my tits wet. My ass is raw from your rough treatment, and I've left claw marks across your body. I sit down, collapse on top of you, my head on your chest. I yawn, tired, exhausted, excited, and satisfied. Anyway, that's that. I hope you enjoy that something different. Because I do that to my friends sometimes when I want to tease them. They hate it, but they love it. Thank you for listening. And those who listen to me regularly, I just wanted to say you guys are awesome. You've helped me a lot through a lot of things, a lot of stuff, and you know, the people that listen to me frequently are some of the one of the reasons why I love myself so much. You guys helped me with my voice, because I was largely insecure about it for a very long time, because it's so deep. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope you don't mind me putting the sappy stuff at the end of the audio. Yeah, that's all I had to say. I've got some other plans for some stuff, but it's good to be back after not doing some audios for so long. You guys are awesome, and I hope you enjoyed this. Bye.